This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. A few weeks ago, we brought a few episodes from the show Shy Sounds Like onto The Rundown. If you miss those, or if you love those, get excited because we're doing it again this week. Shy Sounds Like is produced by my colleague Ari Mejia at WBEZ's sister station, Vocalo. And the name speaks for itself. It's 100% the voices of Chicagoans doing Chicago in the most artsy, inspiring, and change-making ways. Pretty much, these are the people that make this city what it is. Today, we're featuring Kimberly Dixon May's story. She's a poet, playwright, and performer, and she's not afraid of the power that words bring to a page or a stage. Her stories are centered on the concept of psychic survival, which is basically how you survive and thrive and grow when the people and forces around you just don't want you to. So without further ado, here's Kimberly Dixon Mays, and this is what her Chicago sounds like.
Language instruction. To collect, first find the right container. Something large enough to hold items of all sizes, yet small enough to grip to one shoulder, leaving the other hand free.
And make it. My name is Kimberly Dixon Mays. I am a writer of poems and plays and sometimes performer. And this is what Chicago sounds like.
Latex will suffice. The goal is to protect one's palms when gripping any sharp edges.
Good shoes are. What would I say about who I am? I'm someone who loves words and loves what words can and can't do in terms of getting to what we are as humans.
The occasional cliff. Leave your map at home.
I grew up on the East Coast in Connecticut in a small town. So, you know, that deep New England experience. Yeah, New England, small town, colonial town experience. So you can imagine. I am someone who really appreciates quiet and greenery and an opportunity to escape. After spending a summer in New York as part of like during college, like for an internship, I realized, oh, this is too much for Kimberly. So I realized I wanted a different kind of city experience. And one of the things I love about Chicago is it has a certain, the Midwestern aspect of it resonates with me as someone from New England and that sort of straight shooter, not a whole lot of airs, maybe a little passive aggressive, that spirit, plus the rich community of people of African descent, Black Americans, really speaks to me as well. I live in Hyde Park, and I smile when I say it because I really feel like I found my Chicago when I found Hyde Park. It's cozy yet city at the same time, and I really feel comfortable there. I think to myself in the wintertime, what have I done to have made a whole life here? In the spring and summer, I remember why. And of course, I'm being a little silly because Chicago is wonderful even in the fall and winter, and we find ways to connect with each other, Chicagoans do, despite the weather. And I like that. I like that little bit of grit. It's not too easy to live here. I think coming here to Northwestern and having the opportunity to study theater and study it as an art form and as literature and as a thing that is made, you know, studying the playwrights who make it, studying the theaters that put it on, studying the scripts themselves, studying the whole ecosystem. It helped me to realize that I want to be part of it and not just analyzing and teaching it. I didn't know it at the time. So when I decided to leave my academic path, I wanted to do something creative. So I ended up diving deep into writing poetry and really identified as a poet for many years and did, you know, open mics and went to residencies and retreats and was fortunate enough to get some things published and was really owning poet. But I hadn't forgotten theater. And theater hadn't forgotten me. And so I ended up taking a boot camp here at Chicago Dramatists. And so it relit the flame for me. And then I just couldn't get enough of writing plays and seeing other people write plays and learning how to write plays better. My name is Kimberly Dixon Mays. I am a writer of poems and plays and sometimes performer. And this is what Chicago sounds like. I often say that I write survivor stories, but the survival I'm referring to is like a psychic survival, and how people manage to define and defend who they are in the world, even when forces would want them to be otherwise, and how particularly, but not exclusively, Black women function in our American society. Over time, I found out that interest in that existential question of how do you survive when they don't want you to is very interesting to me, even if it's not about a character who happens to be Black or a character who happens to be female. Even more curious about the intergenerational factor in those same questions. How does someone in their 20s, say, wrestle with these existential questions compared to someone in their 50s? And how can they talk to each other about that? How does that show up in their relationships with each other? My newest piece happens to be featuring all Black male characters, which I've never done before. I've never written a piece that was exclusively full of characters, Black male characters. It's meant to explore how they relate to each other, three characters in particular. It's not meant to symbolize everyone, but three characters and how they relate to each other through their language and how language bonds them or keeps them apart from each other. This is another thing I love about Chicago. I've learned so much about how the beautiful specificity of how Black folks use language, to hear the nuances and to hear the influence of thing, you know, the language that comes from Mississippi, you know, that's still very alive, even if the migration was a couple of generations back. I just love the language. In February of this year, I had the opportunity to have a reading done at the Goodman Theater as part of their Future Lab series. It was entitled When Given the Choice, Bleed. It is a one-person piece. I am not the person who performs it. An amazing actor, Leslie Ann Shepherd, did the reading. But it features four Black women of different ages and different eras who are having a pivotal moment with blood, either real or metaphorical. And it also features a fifth character who may or may not be blood itself. That piece is a series of monologues, technically, but they interweave. I still feel a certain romance about when the lights go down, you see an actor talk to you like who they are in real life and then transform, and you see a side of them that you had no idea was there. Having bodies in space, and then in an ideal world, having bodies witness those bodies in space and witness the sounds that are coming out of those bodies in the form of words or other things is just really powerful and meaningful to me. I have found it important for my psychic survival to make sure that if I choose to think about my legacy, it doesn't depend on the work surviving me. Because I know that's not promised, I find it comforting to think about it in terms of my legacy being someone on the planet who practiced art and creativity and offered it. Hopefully the energy of one more person making things and imagining things and trying to figure things out through an art form, hopefully that matters. Especially important as a person of color and as a woman, the people that came before me who didn't have that opportunity, who didn't have that resting and imagination time, who didn't have that economic security, who didn't, all the things that can get in the way of sitting down and putting that pen to that paper. I think that's also part of my legacy, doing it for them, because either because they did or because they didn't get the chance to. My name is Kimberly Dixon Mays. I am a writer of poems and plays and sometimes performer. And this is what Chicago sounds like.
This feature was produced by Ari Mejia for Chicago Sounds Like on Vocalo Radio. If you want to get into Kimberly's work, go to her website at KimberlyDDixon.com. And that's it for the rundown today. Thank you, Justin Bull and Sam Deer, for producing the show, and to Ariel Van Clee for editing. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you tomorrow.